Hello, this is Will calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota, Newswatch, and the Cheeseman Center for Democracy. You got a couple minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, are you registered to vote in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or another party? Sir?
No, I don't remember. I'm probably independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on the state of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment in South Dakota Constitution? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot. Of the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution? Do you support or oppose?
Did you say that it was they could not tax at 4.5%?
Exactly.
They could not.
They could not.
And they do now.
They do now, but they're trying to eliminate it. If you want to, I could reread the statement and you let me know.
No, that's fine. I'm just confirming that I understood what you were saying.
Yeah.
The problem is they're going to get the money somewhere. They're getting it now.
Okay.
I would generally support that statement, but
okay.
What it means is they'll come up with some other tax, some other place.
Yeah, I understand. But right now, just based on what you just heard right now, do you think you support or... Okay,
support.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Will you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Thinking about candidates running for office, such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
That gets tricky.
Okay.
Well, it's not a factor in my decision, but
okay.
Supporting Trump, who is an idiot,
mm-hmm.
weighs on my respect for the individual.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with doesn't have any factor in my decision.
Okay. Thank you so much.
But I
now
think less.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
I'd be inclined to think less of the candidate that
okay.
supported Trump.
Okay.
So
thank you.
It would be an uphill, you know, an uphill climb for them to get my vote if they supported Trump.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, again, thinking about candidates running for office, such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how will that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Number one, will only
not
vote for a candidate? Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you. Now we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy in general. How confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not at all confident. But it's the people's fault.
Okay.
It's not that the democracy is failing. People are failing democracy.
I understand. Thank you, sir.
We don't get enough people voting.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you, sir. Once again, do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How much trust
is... Trump, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, the past election back in 2020. Are you satisfied with the outcome?
Yes, Trump lost.
Okay. Okay, thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Election officials in democratic states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or no trust at all?
Let's broaden it. I have not much trust in election officials, period.
Thank you.
Whether they're Democratic or Republican.
Okay, thank you. What about in local election officials in your county? Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not at all trust?
The second one, of some
fair amount.
Trust. A fair amount.
A fair amount,
but not... Yeah, not fully trusted, and a fair amount.
Okay, thank you. What about in the state elections officials in South Dakota? Do you have a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
This is for South Dakota officials?
Yes, sir.
Fair amount.
Fair amount, thank you. What about for the election officials in Republican states? Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
I answered that before.
Okay.
Same as the question you asked before?
No, it's not the same. That was for
the only
Democratic.
The only difference was Democratic or Republican, and I don't trust either one.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Thank you. So
not much is the answer to both
questions. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? Number one, there is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested. American democracy is under attack.
American democracy is under attack.
Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
There isn't enough information in the statement to hold a valid opinion. Is
okay.
the individual
no
in the process? Is he protecting someone else in the process.
He's protecting American culture.
No.
Okay. Next,
American,
it is acceptable.
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
If the only thing endangered is America's culture, then you can't use violence to solve it.
And the values?
If there's no person or property threatened, you're not justified to use violence.
Okay. So you strongly disagree with that statement or somewhat disagree?
Restate the statement.
It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values.
Let's just say somewhat disagree, because I can come up with situations where it would be, but it would be stretching. It would be a big stretch.
Thank you, sir. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Okay, every American soldier is guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, I have to agree.
Okay.
They are
strongly or somewhat? Okay. Do you
now,
strongly agree?
If you're asking, is it okay for me as a private individual to resort to violence to, in my opinion, defend democracy, then no.
Okay. So that will be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree.
You'd have to tell me what the question was pertaining to.
It doesn't specify if it has to do with army or soldiers or regular population.
Well, in that case, I can't answer the question.
Okay.
The way you want me to.
If
it's got to do with the soldier, I strongly agree. If I am limited to not being able to say that's the soldier, then I'll have to say I only somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. Thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
65 plus plus.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, and with all due respect, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I am now and always have been male.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your cooperation. Thank you for your transparency. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.